This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Best to them that really do not have that.
Okay, now, you were asking questions about the unmasking. What were you going for there?
We're not going to reauthorize these surveillance programs if the American people are not satisfied that their security is going to be safeguarded. So leaks are one issue. The unmasking within the intelligence community, that is a privilege to be able to request that a U.S. person's name be unmasked. And I want to know who's making the request, what is the evidentiary basis of that request, and if it's late in your tenure, like the day before you leave office, that should send off alarms and sirens in your head as to why that person did it.
Okay, two more specific questions on that. Do you have evidence that the Obama administration abused the unmasking and the procedures under the law?
I don't have a good definition for the word abuse. I need to know what the policies and procedures are, and I need to know the full universe of unmasking requests. Were any denied? Were some granted with very scant evidentiary basis? I don't want to accuse any administration of doing something until I have access to the facts, but it is certainly legitimate lane of inquiry.
So you're saying it's a possibility?
It is a possibility among lots of other possibilities, including that they follow the policies and follow the procedures. I want to know if there are certain trends. Were there more requests at the end? Were certain
at
people
the end
making
of the administration.
Requests?
Okay, got it.
Yes, sir.
Last question then, and then I've got to run, and I thank you for your time.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe this is how the Obama team could have spied on the Trump team? Is that a possibility or not?
I don't want to use the word spy because the unmasking, while very important, unmaskings that don't result in leaks is one category of internal deliberation. The unmaskings that result in leaks of classified information, that's a crime. So I want to be fair to the president. I'm not going to accuse him or anyone of spying until I have all the unmaskings, until we have an end to the leak investigation.
There's a lot to go through. I hope you come back, okay? Trey
yes,
Gowdy.
Trey Gowdy there with Bill Hemmer. And don't you love Trey Gowdy? I just love, the way his mind works. Of course, being a prosecutor, I mean, it's very pragmatic. I mean, he's got to have all the ducks lined up, and it's refreshing to hear him speak on these issues, because others would be tempted to go for the bait and start, you know, suggesting the president, more than suggesting, accusing President Obama of doing something illegal. It is interesting that, and quite in contrast to what's happening with Donald Trump, how they think, okay, well, here it is. You fired James Comey, a guy that you want to fire before, but you happen to fire him close to where supposedly the investigation was starting to, you know, draw to some conclusion, which it's already been clarified that Comey, you know, wasn't involved in the day-to-day investigation. McCabe, who is the acting, he's the deputy FBI chief, says, look, there's no blocking here. I mean, everything's fine. I mean, we still have people on the job. We have 10,000 agents. They're very committed to the principles of the FBI. So the fact that James Comey is fired is not going to halt or obstruct the process in any manner. And, of course, you remember in testimony before, I believe it was the Senate committee, it was James Comey who responded and said, hey, he'd never been asked to do something illegal or for a political reason. If he did, that would certainly be serious. But yet all this is being whipped up. And, it's the nature of the mainstream media. I mean, you know, forget the facts. Those are irrelevant. What matters is their perception, and they put it out there. And, here it is in comparison with what Trey Gowdy is talking about, the unmasking and the information, the way it was done at the waning hours of this administration, you know, is there some connectivity? You can see it on one side, but not on the other. Welcome to the world of politics, right? It just makes it fun and gives us something to talk about instead of just looking into our cell phones. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's what we have to stay focused on, ladies and gentlemen, in spite of the deep state and the mainstream media and others that are happy with the inefficiency of our government, because it has served them well. It has not served the interests of the American people. Certainly that is becoming glaringly clear these days. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and it's always good to have our next guest on with us, Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research. The London Center for Policy Research has been organized to engage in research on the key policy issues of our time, national security, energy, and risk analysis. Herb, always good to have you with us. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Well, Bill, always an honor to be with you.
Well, let's take a look at the FBI shortlist, so to speak. Joe Lieberman says, I'm really not interested in the job, right?
Well, I mean, you know, it was an interesting and to some degree even inspired selection. Because mm-hmm. what you've got to do, leave Lieberman out of the equation for a moment, what you've got to do is find someone who is unassailable, who is a person of clear integrity, a person who you can count on, who would have support on both sides of the aisle. Lieberman was that person. Now, it's true he doesn't have a background in criminal justice, but there is no doubt that he would have been an interesting selection. Mm-hmm. But if he's not, look, he's a septuagenarian. He's got nothing to prove at this point.
Exactly.
So my guess is he probably wants to go off and do a lot of other things in his life.
Well, and to your point, I mean, even James Herson, a legal analyst for us and for many other networks, brought to memory some of the dysfunction and questions regarding Bob Mueller, who has taken over as special counsel for this investigation regarding the Russian meddling. And when you think back about some of the, decisions that he made, I think would make it rough even for him to get through and to be approved.
I think that's right. I think that's very true. But I have very significant reservations about a special counsel in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
One of the difficulties, and if you've looked at special prosecutors and special counsels in the past, invariably they become almost the rogue figures in politics, largely because the agenda isn't clear. And, you know, you engage in a fishing expedition, you don't know what you're going to come up with. You may remember that the Scooter Libby case was in some ways a complete and utter fiction.
Exactly.
What you had is, did Scooter Libby know anything about Valerie Plame, and did he reveal anything? The answer was no. But during the course of the discovery period, they asked him questions about where were you on, I don't know, September 20th. And he said, well, I went to the movies with my wife. And they said, well, no, we have a record that you did not. So if you lied, and you've lied under oath, now you're culpable for a crime that had nothing at all to do with the case.
Yeah. Yeah, it becomes a fishing expedition, and here it is, they have to justify all this money. So now you've got a servant of the people in Scooter Libby that is defrocked? I mean, that's a sad commentary on the whole process.
Well, that's precisely what I'm getting at. Now, I'm not suggesting that this will happen. I have no way of knowing. And, of course, Mueller is under an awful lot of pressure. But the problem is that if you are spending a lot of money and you are getting this kind of attention, you want a notch in your belt. And that means that something has to give. And that worries me. It worries mm-hmm. me to consider the kind of pressures that exist on the special counsel to come up with something.
Well, it's kind of
like no evidence. You know, what do you search for?
Well, it's kind of like going through an IRS.
No evidence of collusion.
Exactly. And James Clapper and others have said as much, that there's no collusion. Every time they ask that question, even the other day on the Hill when they were asking that question of
Brennan, right.
of Brennan, I mean, he got glassy-eyed. I mean, it's like, okay, I mean, there's, you know, and I keep hearing Miss Claire in the background, where's the beef? Where's the beef? You know, there's no, you know, right. It's like, please.
No, I think that you've got it exactly right. I mean, there's nothing there. So what do you do as special counsel? Again, the Democrats are clamoring for some mm-hmm. sort of response here. And look, the real person who I think is going to be facing charges is, of course, my friend Mike Flynn.
Mike Flynn, yes.
And this is, again, I don't know all of the circumstances surrounding this, but what they have is some conversations that Mike engaged in before he was actually named National Security Advisor. And the one thing that has to be recognized is the fact that these kinds of conversations, before an administration is put in place, are fairly customary. This is not something that's new. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to look at Schumer, even before he was elected, he'd spend some time with Russian officials. So what does that mean precisely?
Exactly. Well, you know, and it's in contrast, again, this is what I keep bringing up, is the clear contrast that has taken place. You know, you have five people associated with Hillary Clinton that are given immunity. Nothing is gained from this. Flynn says, look, hey, I'll come in. I'll have a direct conversation with you, but I want to get out of jail card. And they said, we don't think so. I mean, they're definitely, I mean, the crosshairs are all over this guy. And they've got him set off into the corner. And when they feel like they're ready to do it, they're going to pounce on him big time. And like you said, he will probably be the only one. And here it is, ironically, the one that the crime was, that they have been ignoring. He's the one that the crime was perpetrated upon.
Well, when you look at unmasking, assuming it's Susan Rice who is responsible, that is a crime. That's mm-hmm. a felony offense. And she engaged in it, or possibly engaged in it. So you're absolutely right. That issue will be ignored. And it's a critical issue because that could conceivably happen again.
Yes. Well, and that's what seems to be coming out with some of this information. You know, going back to Mueller and the special counsel, Dr. London, I think that, you know, because of this thing's all been drummed up by the mainstream media. Let's face it, that and the deep state and Obama operatives that still linger around like moles within the government right now. Doing everything they can to put the stick in Donald Trump's spokes as he's trying to, you know, wheel his country back on track again. This is what's happening here. I mean, you know, the contrast is so glaringly clear.
Well, Bill, you know, I think we're suffering from what I regard as the second American Revolution, mm-hmm. but a revolution that's designed with only one goal in mind. And that's to delegitimize, undermine this administration. And the left will do anything, including the role that the mainstream media is playing. The Fourth Estate is now very much intent on trying to take down this administration and will do anything. I mean, there's nothing that Donald Trump can do. He gave an outstanding speech in Riyadh.
Exactly.
I think it's a very important development, perhaps a historic speech based on the idea that we must create some sort of defense condominium in that part of the world to compete against the Shia ambitions in Iran. I think it was extremely important. You would not guess that if you've read the New York Times or other of the major newspapers. Mm-hmm. This is not, he can't get credit for anything. Now, I'm not suggesting that everything that Donald Trump has done is appropriate, but there is no doubt that when an accomplishment has occurred, one has to look at these matters dispassionately and say, you know, this is good for America.
Exactly.
It helps the country. He can't get any credit largely because the left is intent on doing him in.
And I want to talk a little bit more about that when we come back specifically, because I don't see it necessarily as a Republican-Democratic thing as much as it's more of that behind-the-curtains kind of thing. And those that have been used to pulling the levers of bureaucracy in our government unhindered here to now, and no doubt about it that Donald Trump is a threat to them. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research, is back with us right after the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Herb London is with us, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the new book, Leading from Behind, the Obama Doctrine and the U.S. Retreat from International Affairs. Herb, you know, you were saying earlier about this second American Revolution that has taken place. And in a general context, most voters might think it's just Republican versus Democrat. But when you consider all the leaks that have been taking place, some of the exposure that we're hearing intermittently about the underpinnings of our government, I mean, it looks pretty nasty, and that it seems to be so ideologically fixed that it's hidden within the context of the Democratic Party. But I think it goes deeper than that, don't you?
Well, I do, and I think you stated it very well. I think there's a deep ideological divide. Look, I remember a Democratic Party of Scoop Jackson and Hubert Humphrey and JFK. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking about a Democratic Party of Perez, Ellison, and Soros. This is a new era. It's an era of deep ideological schisms. And it's also true that in the past, people would refer to, oh, the loyal opposition or our political foes. Mm-hmm. Now they refer to enemies. That's true on both sides of the aisle. Republicans would refer to Democrats as enemies and vice versa. What do you mean enemies? Enemies are people to be destroyed.
Right.
Enemies are someone that have to be defeated. This is a very different kind of sensibility. So what has happened is the knives have been sharpened. Ideology is now everything. And this is what has happened to Washington, D.C. I think it's a truly situation on the political front.
Well, and you think about the cost. You know, I keep saying to our listeners, you know, while all this stuff is going on, our hard-earned money, I mean, this is the people's money. Don't think about it in terms of, you know, some, you know, nondescript government largesse that's out there. I mean, we the people are funding this insanity. I mean, whether it's health care, you know, their jobs, you know, they're still working. They're still getting paid. And Main Street America, the forgotten man, is going, hey, what about us?
Well, this is precisely why Trump got elected. I mean, one of the real problems that he is going to have to confront is to satisfy this disenfranchised American, this forgotten American, who by and large has been left on the wayside. This guy is now saying, look, I used to work at Bethlehem Steel. I earned $25 an hour. Now I'm earning $14 an hour working at a Target.
Yes.
He's angry. And he said, people in Washington don't care about me. Donald Trump became his voice. Donald Trump was the embodiment of this spirit. And Donald Trump is going to have to deliver to these people if he wants to remain as president of the United States. The problem is you've got a Congress that may look at the world very differently. And the K-Street crowd, as you pointed out, is so deeply ideological and has their own agenda. They're not as interested in this guy in Ohio. They're interested in how do I line my own pockets?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very real problem for America.
Well, that's been the business as usual product that has been operating on the Beltway, and this is why we needed somebody like Trump to come in and take a look at it with his business acumen, and he's been shaking them up, and the mere threat of Donald Trump has them going sideways, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and you see this because now there are people so intent on undermining Donald Trump that there is nothing that he can do that could be examined dispassionately. And you say, you know something, this is a sensible position. As I indicated, look, the speech that he gave in Riyadh, I think was really noteworthy and very important. But you wouldn't know that if you were reading the New York Times every day.
Exactly.
You wouldn't understand it. There are some things that I think the President of the United States should get credit for. He undoubtedly is a subject of criticism. I understand that. That's one role that the press has to play. But this is a very different kind of press. The press today is out there relentlessly trying to undermine and delegitimize this administration.
Well, and look what they've done, you know, in case in point with the whole Comey issue. I mean, they have reframed the entire narrative to such a degree that the latest Fox poll on this whole scandal has really turned upside down. I mean, in spite of, I think, a very, very successful international trip, representation of our country, one that most Americans are very proud of. I mean, it wasn't an apology tour. It wasn't, hey, we're going to tell you what it's all about. Big Brother's come to town. We're going to straighten up this mess. No, it's about being responsible. And that's what he threw out there in front of the 50 Muslim leaders. And he had the kind of support there in his team to even, you know, subtly refer to the Quran when he said, drive them out, drive them out. He told those leaders that they needed to go to their mosque. They needed to be proactive about making it safe for their Muslim constituency and no longer to support ISIS. And look what happened. I mean, they received him with open arms. I mean, he's doing a sword dance, and he is a breath of fresh air to the Muslim world. And I'm curious to see what these judges say now that proactively decided that this temporary travel ban was, was some sort of prejudicial issue against Muslims.
Well, I mean, you look at Manchester and you begin to ask a lot of questions.
Yes.
In the horror of this kind of event and the role that the president has to play in making sure that the people who come into the United States are not those who are going to commit crimes of that variety. This is the role of a president, to maintain national security. That's his overarching responsibility. There are so many in the United States who are so eager to destroy Trump that they can't even look at what is the fundamental practice of a president of the United States. What must he do? And that is his responsibility, to maintain tranquility. If you cannot do that, then you might as well have chaos in the Constitution. Yeah. But we do not. So, I mean, I'm appalled at the way in which the press has responded, appalled at the way in which the new left has emerged, and appalled at the way in which so many are out there to simply cut down Donald Trump.
Well, Herb, Donald Trump is president, and he's going to come off this tour, and maybe, you know, on those long plane rides, he's making notes to himself as to what he needs to do in order to govern a little bit differently, to really grab a hold of this. Like you say, chaos has been allowed to run rampant. Thank you very much, the mainstream media, the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, all these other ideologues. But he owns the Oval Office right now. And so from that position of power, what do you recommend? What's your counsel to Donald Trump?
Well, first, I think you want to pursue the events that the aftermath of this speech in Riyadh and the visit to Israel. There are logistical issues that have to be addressed bilaterally with Egypt, with Saudi Arabia, with Bahrain, with Jordan, and with Israel. That is, I think, the first step. Second, I would pursue the agenda that he already started. Healthcare is now a possibility, largely because the healthcare proposal submitted from the House to the Senate should get approved, even if modified. That should get off the agenda and should be passed. Mm-hmm. Second, once that's passed, you got $1 trillion to play with. Now you can start introducing tax reform. And as well, not only tax reform, but start thinking very seriously about infrastructure development. So
exactly.
I think that if he does those three things, I think that he will be in relatively good shape. And not concern yourself terribly much with the anger that exists out there, because that's going to exist no matter what this president does.
Uh-huh. And some of those people who are angry, that have some, you know, some sense of reason, whatever might remain, he may bring them to the side, because there's nothing like success. And there is success on the horizon, I believe, that can be attained even in spite of all these people that want to do something, who hate Trump, that want to see his administration become, one horrendous mess.
Well, I agree. I agree completely. And I do think that if he focuses, I think that he will be a president that one could clearly admire. But a lot remains between this point and, of course, the end of this four-year term. I think that the possibilities are extraordinary. I'm very sanguine about the chance for success. But again, I do not underestimate the extraordinary influence of the left.
Well, Herb, we started out talking about the shortlist for FBI director. Who's on your shortlist?
Well, again, you know, as I indicated before, I love this fellow who's in New York, Ray Kelly. I mean, I think he would be terrific. He would be on my shortlist, but I don't know if Ray really is interested in the job.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see how this continues to play out when the president comes back home, and the domestic situation maybe wakes him up from, you know, the sweet dream he's been having in Europe. We'll see how that plays out. Dr. Herb London, thank you so much, as always, for being with us. President of the London Center for Policy Research and the author of the new book, Leading from Behind. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with you, America. Good to have you along with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, as we were mentioning about the Fox News poll, Trump's approval is down. Interesting, I would think, on the heels of this very successful international trip. And, of course, voters are supporting the special counsel on Russia, as we were talking with Dr. Herb London. According to Fox News, American voters disagree with President Trump's firing of FBI Director James Comey. And I think this has all been driven in large part by the mainstream media and the narrative that they've been pounding away, saying that the dismissal was for self-serving reasons. And they also approve a special counsel being appointed to investigate Russian government affairs to influence the election and the Trump campaign. More on that later, but right now it is time to talk about a very serious issue, and that would be bladder cancer. It is the sixth most common cancer, but until just this past year, treatment for the advanced form of the disease, when it has spread and becomes harder to treat, had no new treatments available in more than 30 years. Imagine that. Now, treatment options were further limited for up to half of people with advanced disease who may not be able to take a standard treatment called cisplatin chemotherapy. Now, people with advanced bladder cancer who may not be able to take cisplatin finally have a new potential option for the cancer. Last month, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration expanded the use for a medicine called Tecentriq, for people with a specific type of previously untreated advanced bladder cancer. I know we're using some words and terminology that might be new to you here, but we've got an expert here to break it down for us and help us understand even further. From the Duke Cancer Center, Dr. Michael Harrison is with us. Dr. Harrison, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, appreciate you coming on to break this down. Help us understand just how common bladder cancer is.
Well, so like you said, bladder cancer is about the sixth most common cause of cancer in the U.S., so it can affect just under 80,000 Americans, and that's what's projected this year in 2017. So I think it's a little bit underappreciated how common it is, and it is Bladder Cancer Awareness Month this month in the month of May.
Exactly. Well, because it's so common, sometimes we may not recognize the true signs and symptoms of bladder cancer. So explain to our audience what signs and symptoms we should be on the lookout.
Sure. And so fortunately, bladder cancer can a lot of times be caught early on, and that's when it presents with symptoms such as blood in the urine. Mm-hmm. So that, for a lot of people, is very concerning, and that will lead them to seek medical care. Some other symptoms that are common but can be a little bit confusing are urinary symptoms such as having to urinate more often than usual, having pain or burning that is during urination, or feeling as if people need to go immediately. And so just to mention, you know, these symptoms don't always mean people have bladder cancer. They can be signs of other things such as urinary tract infections. So it is important to get evaluated by a doctor if you have these.
Now, we've been talking about this new treatment option that's becoming available, and let's talk about the importance of this new treatment option, if you would.
Sure. And so, as you very eloquently said at the start, for advanced bladder cancer, there really have not been great options for patients. So for the past three decades, there haven't been any drug approvals by the U.S. FDA. And then about a month ago, we had the new approval of atezolizumab, which is also called Tecentriq. And so the reason why that's really important is that standard of care for those patients who are newly diagnosed with advanced disease was chemotherapy, and specifically a type of chemotherapy called cisplatin. Mm-hmm. And that's just referring to the exact name of the drug. And as the name would suggest, it's derived from platinum, the metal.
Mm-hmm.
So about half of patients were not eligible to get that chemotherapy, and so that left this treatment gap, and that's specifically where atezolizumab or Tecentriq has been approved, is in those so-called cisplatin-ineligible patients.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about Tecentriq, first cancer immunotherapy approved for this type of advanced bladder cancer, doctor.
Right, and cancer immunotherapy in general is very exciting. There's a lot of interest over the past several years, but the way atezolizumab, which is Tecentriq, and other drugs like it work is to essentially rev up the immune system so that it can recognize the cancer and to find the cancer and fight the cancer. And in that way, it's a little bit different paradigm than chemotherapy because the immunotherapy is working through the patient's own immune system. And it also has a very different side effect profile than chemotherapy.
This is quite breakthrough, isn't it?
It is a breakthrough. And this is, you know, fortunately, this is not just in bladder cancer. These new cancer immunotherapies have been broadly approved in a lot of different solid and even blood cancers.
Well, you know, doctor, I've got to think, you know, for 30 years, as we stated earlier, we haven't had, I guess for all intents and purposes, you know, innovation like this. So for you as, you know, as a physician, someone in this field, you know, one of the leading oncologists, this just has to be a breath of fresh air to be able to, you know, treat your patients with something, you know, something like this, you know, like Tecentriq.
Well, exactly right. It is a breath of fresh air, and it's giving me and a lot of my patients hope because this is, again, this is an area where patients didn't have good treatment options,
mm-hmm.
and now they have, you know, Tecentriq and other drugs like it as mm-hmm. options. So we are seeing a lot of patients that, you know, I don't honestly know what was happening to them. I think they maybe had lost hope and went home to die, mm-hmm. and this is giving them a lot of hope and new treatment options.
Well, when you talk about cancer, there's nothing like options. And when you have more options and more, as they say, quivers in your belt here, boy, it goes a long way. Let's talk about someone diagnosed with bladder cancer who might be ineligible for treatment with a standard therapy like cisplatin chemotherapy.
Sure. So I think the biggest thing I would encourage patients who have bladder cancer to do is to see a cancer specialist. And so that would be an oncologist like myself. Mm-hmm. And to ask those doctors if they're eligible for an immunotherapy and to see what their treatments are. I think another important thing to know is that with all the change over the past year or so, you know, options are changing so rapidly that oncologists are really struggling to keep up. So one thing that can be very helpful is to get a second opinion at a large academic medical center by someone like myself who specializes in bladder cancer. And, you know, again, to tell if, you know, an immunotherapy would be the right option or maybe a clinical trial could be a good option.
Exactly. Well, as we noted earlier in our opening conversation with Dr. Michael Harrison, bladder cancer is sixth most common cancer. But until just this past year, treatment for the advanced form of the disease when it is spread and becomes harder to treat had no new treatments available in more than 30 years. Tecentriq may be used for people whose cancer has spread or cannot be removed by surgery and who are not eligible to take cisplatin chemotherapy or who have tried chemotherapy that contains platinum and it did not work or is no longer working. It is not known if Tecentriq is safe and effective in children. By the way, we will add that disclaimer. It's important to remember that every patient is different. So as Dr. Harrison, as you just said, this is why it's important for you to talk to an oncologist.
That's exactly right, Bill. So I think, you know, seeing a cancer specialist is really going to be the best thing that people can do. And just to be proactive and advocate for your own health.
Well, you know, we were talking with someone else earlier about the power of knowledge. And if someone is diagnosed with bladder cancer, there's a lot more knowledge and power available if you seek out, as you say, Dr. Harrison, an oncologist, maybe even a network of people who've gone through the same thing before you, wouldn't you say?
I think that's exactly right. And so I would direct your listeners to a few websites. One
yes,
is
please.
The Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network website, and that's www.bcan.org, or the American Cancer Society website, which is www.cancer.org. Both of those have great resources for bladder cancer treatment and information about immunotherapies and clinical trials.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Michael Harrison with the Duke Cancer Center specializes in treating people with,
genitourinary cancers. So
okay.
That would be like bladder cancer, kidney cancer, testicular cancer.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and
and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I got to think here for just a moment that, if Congress was up to their earlobes in pronouncing names like Thucydides Trap and genitourinary cancers, maybe things would go better. Oh, boy, I'm telling you, these long new words that we're learning. And again, we thank Dr. Michael Harrison for telling us about this with the Duke Cancer Center and the genitourinary cancers he was talking about, as he mentioned, bladder, prostate, testicular, and kidney cancer. And he was, the clinical trial investigator for the efficacy of Tecentriq in bladder cancer. So great stuff there. Hopefully it was of value to you and enlarged your awareness of this serious disease. Chris Govitz is with us right now. Always good to have Chris with us. A little bit of his background, as you may recall, he posed as a Muslim convert and then as an intern with the Hamas Organization Council on American Islamic Relations in Virginia back in 2007. He was then invited by Hamas care leaders to work at their headquarters office in Washington, D.C. His entire story can be found in his book, Muslim Mafia, which is available via the UTT online store. Chris is now the vice president at Understanding the Threat. Chris, always good to have you with us. Good to have you back here to talk about, the president's trip and also Manchester. Good morning to you. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on, Bill, and good morning to you and everybody listening.
Well, Chris, with your background and understanding of the Muslim world, what Donald Trump had to share with the 50 Muslim leaders, and you would know this probably better than most people, that he hit a harmonious chord with them, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And there were parts of that speech that really laid out you know, what we're up against. And one of the things that you just released was a document that I encourage everyone to look at, where we actually went through the sound of the King of Saudi Arabia, his speech, and then we went through President Trump's speech, and we just parsed the words and actually analyzed it paragraph by paragraph. But the words that they use are incredibly important, because when I say they, I mean the king and those that follow Sharia. Mm-hmm. Because we have to filter those words through the filter of Sharia. Words that they use mean different things to them than they do to us.
And to your point, Chris, I believe that the president and the administration was a lot more realistic. I mean, it wasn't like he was going to go there and have a teaching moment with the Muslims, as you say, because of their worldview locked in with Sharia. I mean, there are principles of their religion you can't expect them to abandon. I mean, it would be like going to a Christian church and saying, okay, number one, we want to forget this Jesus guy, okay? Now let's have a relationship from here. You know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But, you know, clearly what Donald Trump brought before them was the understanding. You know, it's like the West is finally waking up and understanding that ISIS is killing more Muslims than Christians, but not to that point. But the Muslim community is under attack. And it seems that more and more leaders, I mean, when you have 50 leaders all in one place there that he's addressing, and he's telling them, in the words of their Quran, drive them out, drive them out. There's something significant about that.
Well, there is in this sense, Bill, and it is that no other leader has spoken that boldly to the leaders from the Islamic world. We haven't seen that before. And we understand, when you understand their culture, when you understand Islam, you understand that when you deal with them from a position of strength, which the president has done to this point, then they're going to respect that. And we have had the leaders from the U.S. for the past three administrations that have done everything they can to capitulate to the Islamic world, to the point of bowing to the king, which the president did not do, which I was glad to see that.
Right.
That being said, look, from my perspective, being in national security and understanding the Islamic world, would I have liked to see a speech that was more bold? Sure, of course I would. But when, to your point, when the president is over there, we're making progress. We're making progress in the right direction. When he says drive them out of the mosque, drive out the extremists, understand from an Islamic perspective that the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, the Muslim Brotherhood, all the groups we would put, quote-unquote, as extremists, are actually practicing core Islamic doctrine, the same core Islamic doctrine that the Islamic scholars within the Saudi kingdom are practicing. And so from their perspective, they have to be looking at themselves and saying, well, if we drive out everybody that adheres to the Sharia the way that we adhere to it, then the mosque would be empty.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter, though. The point is that the president said it. And mm-hmm. The key going forward is how aggressive is the president going to be in enforcing what he stated at his summit speech.
And, of course, this is all punctuated with what happens a couple of days later in Manchester.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, it's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate that it takes these acts of barbarism and savagery to get this discussion to, on the international level, about Islam and how we're going to deal with the global Islamic movement. But that is where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a discussion. We're having the discussion. You've been bold. You've been courageous on this issue. There are others out there. But for the vast majority of the media, it's almost as if they are forced to discuss these issues when something like this happens, and we should be having this discussion on a daily basis, because exactly. This is the war that we're in right now,
right.
And we just saw another manifestation of it, and gosh, it just, at some point, I pray that at some point Americans in the West wakes up and realizes that we have a much bigger issue than just a few radicals. I this is core Islamic doctrine. Under the Sharia, Muhammad authorized killing children, infidel children on the battlefield. So this is not anything that they did in Manchester that was just against Islamic law.
Mm-hmm. And then, you go to Israel with Palestine, and you've got the Palestinians being rewarded for killing Jews, exercising Sharia there. So to your point, Chris, lest we be confused, Sharia still rules.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the blueprint for everything that the Islamic movement does, whether it's the Saudi Kingdom, Iran, or the Islamic State or Al-Qaeda. In fact, the OIC, which was represented there at the Riyadh Summit, the OIC is the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, made up of 57 leaders from the 57 Islamic republics or states or Islamic majority countries. And they served a declaration to the UN in 1993, which stated that when they use the words human rights, they mean the implementation of Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about Sharia from the top, the heads of state, king level, all the way down to the groups on the ground, like the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. Where we see these groups fighting each other, because people often wonder, well, if it's all about Sharia, why are they fighting each other? Well, Sharia dictates that Muslims that are not adhering to Sharia need to either change their behavior or they can be killed. Mm-hmm. And then the other aspect of this is the human element. Look, it's about power. You know, power in Sharia. So, of course, the Saudis want to lead the global Islamic movement, and Erdogan in Turkey, he wants to lead the Islamic movement, and Iran, the Ayatollah, they want to lead. So when you see these different groups that adhere to Sharia, but they're also fighting each other, well, that's just the human element of power. Who's going to be in charge?
Exactly. Well, and you bring up Erdogan. We have watched him closely and saw him as being very moderate, but he wanted to make sure, it seemed, and people warned of this. I think you and I talked about this specifically the last time, Chris, that he wanted to wait until he got his power base all secured, and then he was going to lock it down, and he seems to be locking it down now.
Yeah, he sure does. That's going to be the real struggle in the Middle East right now, is the power play that we're seeing right now between Turkey, Saudi, Iran, and then the role that Egypt is going to play in all of this. That is the dynamic at play.
And I was concerned a bit, if I might interrupt you for just a second, Chris, that the focus seemed to be so much on ISIS in Iran, and I'm going, what about Erdogan? What about Turkey?
Yeah, he is playing this masterfully as far as we're concerned, because he is an overt enemy of the United States and of the West, and yet he has been able to play within these circles for years now, and even while he's solidifying his power, he's still allowed a seat at the table in the West, and that needs to be addressed at some point.
Well, Chris, what we saw in Manchester, this is a scary thing for us here in the West, and we think it's a matter of time. We have thousands of people coming to our football stadiums, concerts, just like the one that Ariana Grande had given there in Manchester. Many are saying it's inevitable. It's just a matter of time that it comes here to the United States.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. I mean, we really, really have to change course. That's why, from our perspective of understanding the threat, we feel like we are going to win this war or lose this war here at home at the local level. And that is why we spend the majority of our time working with sheriffs and pastors.
Right.
Sheriffs, most powerful law enforcement agent in the country, if they start aggressively dismantling this network and training their departments for what to look for.
Well, we got to wrap it up and leave it there, Chris. We're all out of time.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being with us. Chris Gobbett, something.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Be prepared for the next